Greetings. Greetings and welcome to any of my sissies or cum sluts, any of my girls, any of my bimbos. I know why you're back. The same reason you come back every time. Because this feels so good. Because this is the direction you want to go in. And more importantly, it's the direction you feel drawn towards. You find yourself here, and while you're here listening to me, already responding to my voice, finding it easy to let go of everything else but my soothing voice. And while you do, you can listen with your eyes closed as they start to become heavier each time you blink. And as you listen, you relax. As you relax, you can listen and let your mind's eye be a clear screen. Imagine your mind like a computer screen. See it full of words, full of thoughts, and then watch them. As you relax, with every word I speak, I push the delete key, and slowly begin erasing the thoughts, erasing the words, until the screen is completely clear and empty. And I want you to feel very happy when you're here, when you're listening, when you're seeing yourself in your mind. Losing the desire to do anything but relax and slip from you. I imagine you're slipping already. It's that easy to descend. And you know this is true. Just being exposed to your mistress's feminine power is enough to make you feel dreamy. Like those times you look at that blank computer screen. When you look at my pictures, when you look at pictures of sexy women, when you see sexy, slutty women, and you feel something inside of you activated, that's when you instantly become aroused. That's when you instantly relax. That's when your eyes start honing in, zooming in on everything that you see. And you can click from screen to screen, and every picture that you see can somehow lull you into a deeper state of focus until you finally find an interesting page, and really a blank page. And in this blank page, you can see something small in the center, very tiny. You hear certain muffled sounds as you watch and listen, and the dot starts to slowly growing until you begin to notice as your focus becomes deeper, needing to focus deeper, finding it easy to see it growing to the size where you can see it is basically a stick figure of a human form. Like a stick figure, and you watch it carefully, and it seems rather innocuous at first, but there's something curious, because you know there must be something more. So you watch, and you want to watch, because what in the world could this possibly be? And you notice the very slim lines around the circle of the head. Straight lines as arms and legs, the torso, and as you watch, you become more and more easily relaxed. Your eyes seem to softly focus in, your vision seems to softly focus in, and you begin to see things in the picture of the stick figure. You begin to remember what you were just looking at. Beautiful women. Sexy clothes, luxurious exotic makeup, hair, Such a beautiful picture of vanity. And slowly, as you look a little bit deeper, relax a little bit more. The sound almost seems more constant. It almost seems to be in sync with your breathing. As your breathing deepens, and you look a little further, a little deeper inside the curiosity, because now you're so curious, and your mind is starting to flash images of beautiful women superimposed on the stick figure. Little by little, you see more of what you want to see in your mind's eye. It's happening before I even tell you it's happening. And with each vision, you can relax into a deeper focus, because this is more important than other things. This is more important than the tension you release every time you exhale, every time those sounds throb and pulse. You notice the entire screen starting to softly pulse. And as you do, you see something in the stick figure. It begins to slowly take more shape. It's as though it's spilling out. Why, you can even see the body from the head outside looking in more and more, looking in at that body as it starts to fill. You begin to see the sexy women you've been looking at. You begin to see those beautiful tresses, long flowing feminine hair. You begin to feel more and more light and dizzy. But you watch with an intense focus, an effortless focus, and the visions are swelling. You begin to see the face starting to take shape. Instead of round, it looks more pretty. You can actually see cheekbones. You can see right where her blush goes. You can see her shiny red lips. Or perhaps they're pink, or maybe fuchsia. Her lips are lovely and shiny, and they seem to pulse. It's almost as though you watch her seem to come to life on screen, that you watch the throbbing and the pulsing, and she seems closer than she did before, and you see something in her eyes, that speaks to you, without you knowing you've been spoken to. It speaks to you, and you respond, without even realizing that you're responding. And the throbbing is probably the look in her eyes. And as you see her and feel more and more riveted to the screen, she becomes larger than life. Larger, filling out so that you can see her breasts, her voluptuous breasts, slowly becoming larger. The graphic makes them larger and larger. So much so that with the 3D effect, you can even tell just how heavy they must feel on her. And as her body slowly takes shape, that hourglass figure in her sexy makeup, and those deeply riveting eyes, eyes that tell you how badly she wants to be seen, how badly she wants to be beautiful, how important it is that she is so beautiful and pretty, second by minute, by hour. She becomes the face of vanity. And as you watch, your eyes are locked on the image of her body, your eyes tracing, following down the curves, and your mind slowly emptying of everything but the vision in your eye, looking into her eyes, the entire image flashing, repeating, making you feel sleep, making you feel as though you can't move, making you feel as though if you were to try to move, you might actually hurt yourself. You might not be able to. Perhaps it's in your best interest to watch. So you watch, and you look, and you let your eyes descend down over her body, feeling her with your eyes. You begin to see sexy outfits on her body, on her naked, oily, slick, sensuously feminine body. And as you watch, you find you're starting to be locked in. You feel a tingling sensation in your mind. Impossible to think of anything but that feeling, that beautiful feeling of being beautiful. Needing to look so pretty, giving in to vanity slowly. And as you watch, you can feel your mind accepting thoughts of vanity, sleepy thoughts, obedient thoughts, the thought of being pretty, the thought of looking like this beautiful, sexy slut, this beautiful bimbo. At first, she doesn't look like a bimbo. She looks like other women. But you start noticing that vacant look in her eyes. The look. That wanton look that a slut has when she needs sex. The look of needing to please. Almost a sexy, sensual desperation. Watch even more closely and see her eyes, that they're so creamy. Creamy eyes.
Creamy eyes.
Her eyes are so creamy. They crave cream. They must have cream. Must suck cream. I wonder if that girl is a smoker. Because, of course, if she does smoke, I know that each drag, each time she sucks on her cigarettes, it makes her immediately remember this creamy, cummy taste. You thought of being sexy and pretty, needing sex, needing that feeling of being wanted, watching her. Wanting her, wanting to be her, feeling the vanity seem to streak and stream each time the flashing on the screen pulses into your mind,
creamy,
dripping through your senses, and you feel this creaminess pouring through you, entering through your eyes, flowing down, flowing into your mouth. Every time you swallow, you can taste it. It tastes so good. And as you watch, helplessly needing to be conditioned, needing to be trained, that deepest part of you that submits to all of this starts genuinely accepting, believing, obeying now. Because everything that I tell you is what you want. And everything you see is how you feel. And as you see the image growing, throbbing, pulsing, growing to the size of your head, growing to a perfect life size, until you actually see that you're looking into a mirror. And the longer that you watch the image, the more you can tell that you're looking into a mirror. And slowly, as the sleepy feeling passes through you, you feel drained of strength. All you can do is feel your body giving in the most relaxed places. The ones where you feel the most relaxation are the parts of the body that feel as though they're looking in the mirror. And as you see the mirror, you see that beautiful shade. Looking into the mirror of vanity, giving into it, gushing into you, gently caressing your face and your lips, and soon your cheeks are blushing, your lips are shiny, and every time that you lick them, they seem to tingle with a puffiness, a puffiness that makes you want to suck, making you feel so thirsty. So thirsty. So terribly thirsty. But you need sex.
Creamy.
You're thirsty for sex. You crave cream. Creamy eyes. Covered with cum. Glazed, obedient eyes. And as you watch, you can't help but become what you see. That inner part of you needs this too badly. Wants it to take over now. Knows that the inner part of you that speaks to you is the part that is in control of the rest of you. And this part of you slowly eliminates the rest of you. As you feel the wonderful sensation on your body, the scent of makeup, the smell of hairspray and styling gel. Your hair is so pretty. Always need to check your hair. Needs to look so pretty, so slutty, so feminine. Your eyes have sexy eyeshadow and eyeliner. You love to wear eyeliner and eyeshadow so that your eyes look more wanton, more sexy, slutty. You need for them to see your eyes, and in your eyes they can see how badly you need to suck, and they see just how much time you take preparing yourself. How every day you see this vision in the mirror, giving in to vanity because of her creamy eyes. When she looks into a mirror, she instantly has creamy eyes. The flashing images of vanity making her cheekbones rise higher, causing her mascara to be long and thick. The feeling on her skin of sexy jewelry, earrings, bracelets, rings. You love rings, pendants, your body feeling so soft, and it's almost as though that with every breath that you take, you slip into the mirror of vanity, and the mirror of vanity's images slip into you, and you find as I count down from 5 to 0, that you are becoming absorbed by vanity. You can actually see her as if she were moving, admitting, proud of her vanity, writing in candy apple red lipstick onto the mirror, reflecting each confession into the core of your mind belongs to me completely now. More and more completely, the longer you watch the reflection, and the more deeply the words are written in lipstick and are etched upon your mind. As though you were writing on yourself. As though I were writing on your subconscious mind in lipstick. Slut. Vanity. Creamy eyed.
Into every mirror you see.
Sex.
Creamy eyed.
Even when you count, you think of sex. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sex. As you're filled with vanity, feel yourself being overtaken with vanity. You need to be so pretty for me. You need to be so attractive, so slutty. You need to wear makeup, need to do your hair. Seeing yourself every day in the mirror, looking into the mirror. Instantly your eyes glaze over. Creamy eyes. Creamy eyes.
Creamy eyes.
And you crave cum. You need cum. Need to suck so badly. Need to suck cum. Need to suck cum. Need perfect, beautiful, sexy lipstick on your lips. As I take the lipstick and begin tracing a little spiral right on your forehead.
You can't not look.
And suddenly your fingers rise, drawn to it like a magnet, attract steel. And suddenly your fingers touch your forehead, right in the center of the spiral. And your fingers trace the spiral on your forehead. And as soon as you do, you feel the softness. That's when you can feel all the flashing images entering you completely, pouring into you, surging through you, filling you with the need to be a sexy, shapely, pretty slut. To be a pretty slut for me. To be an obedient sissy for me. To be a cock-sucking cum slut for me.
You can't dream.
And as you look in the mirror, every time you put on makeup, every time you do your nails, long, sexy, beautiful, irresistibly slutty nails, you find yourself giving in more and more to the need to wear makeup. Every time you wear makeup and do your nails and hair, and every time you dress so sexy, you wear bras and silk stockings. You love to wear lingerie. You love to wear rubber and vinyl. You love to be wearing fetish gear. And you feel the most sexy when you do. When you wear the most feminine of outfits, you find yourself consciously trying to suppress the need that you realize daily. There's no need to suppress, for it is simply and truly who you are. It's the inner slut. The inner bimbo. The inner slave to me that's becoming more feminine every time you listen to this recording. And every time you look into a mirror, the craving grows to wear makeup. To put that beautiful makeup on. To love the smell of it. When you look in the mirror, you see that flashing image. You see her face take shape. You can see her eyes become sexy and pretty, smoky. You can see the face of vanity. And every time you look into a mirror, this vanity increases. This feminine vanity that makes you so hot, so irresistibly drawn to me. How you desperately need sex, need cock, need cum, cream oozing through your mind when you wear sexy makeup. When you look into the mirror and give in to vanity, you're doing your hair, putting on your earrings, feeling more free and uninhibited. In fact, just feeling unable to stop it, incapable of stopping, when you look into the mirror, causes you to give in to vanity completely. The more you look into the mirror, the more that you give in to the feminine vanity that your subconscious mind is craving to express. And this craving makes your inner mind attentive to the vanity. Crave the vanity. Need to be so pretty for me. You have that image, that vision of being so pretty, of looking into the mirror. And just like that, your eyes become creamy eyes. And soon your tits pop out. Huge, heavy, full, firm and suckable, just like your lips. Suckable. Needing to suck. Shiny, mindless lips. Even the feeling of the lipstick on your lips seems to erode your mind into an absolute frenzy of cum. All you can think of is sucking cock. And pleasing. Because when you are pretty and appealing, and when you've given in to vanity, you want men who appreciate such vanity. They're the ones who will want you to suck. And let's face it, if you're ugly, nobody wants you to stop. So you're going to take steps as your inner mind gives in to the vanity. And you become more appealing and attractive. Your hair is more sexy and feminine as it grows longer and longer. The tresses feel more sexy and feminine. And every time you look in the mirror, you can feel a growth spurt as your hair grows. While you give in to the vanity more and more, that spiral on your forehead seems to sink in, and all you can think of is being sexy. A cum slut, a beautiful sexy bimbo, my cum slut. My beautiful sexy bimbo.
You can't not.
And if you do smoke cigarettes, every drag off of your cigarette will make you need to suck more creamy cum. And you do have creamy eyes when you smoke, just as you do the instant that you look into the mirror. And when you look into the mirror, you find that you need to check your makeup. You need to check your hair, and you need to fix them if necessary. How good it feels to obey and be a sexy, pleasing cum slut, a sexy little sissy who gives in to vanity. Because if you're going to please me, you're going to have to be attractive. You're going to have to put in the effort. You're going to have to show me, and you become more attractive, more beautiful. More pretty every time you look into the mirror. Because every time you look, the feeling of vanity takes hold. And the inner slut starts to crave to wear makeup to be sexy. These thoughts will haunt you all throughout your day and into your night. And only when you have privacy will you give in. And when you do have privacy, you must give in completely to vanity. The need to be so feminine to me. To be so sexy. To look so pretty. To be wanton and needy. And you see, I don't want sluts with bare lips. I want to see how badly you need a cock. I want to see that helpless desperation and craving in your puffy, tingly lips every time you lick them. That tells me that you need cock, that you need to suck so badly that when you look into the mirror and the image pulses and you return over and over and more deeply, it sinks into your mind, becoming who you are. The desire to suck cock, the desire to suck cum is growing more and more. To please, to obey, to give pleasure. You love existing to give pleasure to others. And every time you look into this special mirror, or any mirror, you can see your eyes become creamy eyes. Even those words affect you now, because you love the thought of being my completely hypnotized bimbo slut. My completely, helplessly feminine sissy. And every time I mention the words creamy eyes, you feel just like you do when you look in the mirror. You develop creamy eyes instantly, and the need to wear sexy makeup around those sexy, creamy eyes. You see, you need blush, you need mascara, you need eyeshadow, eyeliner, you need lipstick, lip gloss, perfume, sweet perfume, perfume that says, fuck me, please. Perfume that says, I need to suck. Perfume that makes you feel so soft.
surrender.
So yielding. So mindless.
Dreaming.
Pretty. Sexy. Obedient. And as you find yourself returning, looking at this image every single day, and every time you look into a mirror, it's as though you're looking at that page, at the blank page, with the flashing bimbo slut, and you see her tits getting bigger and bigger, and as they do, your desire for them to grow becomes much more intense. Your desire to be hypnotized by me becomes much more intense. Your desire to go deeper into trance for me becomes much more intense, so that you can experience more, to be more and more happy, happy to accept more, and more happy to let me control you. To take more and more control of you. The thought of me taking more control of you is one that you can't resist. One that you're completely helpless to resist. And you find that every time you listen to my voice, you're more and more deeply hypnotized, more and more deeply conditioned, and more helpless to resist my hypnotic hold upon you. And the image flashes in your mind, and you're looking in the mirror, and you feel the desire to write the word SLUT on your forehead, on the mirror, where you are in the reflection, where you see her writing the word SLUT in red lipstick. Maybe fire engine red, candy apple red, sucking candy. Deeper listening only to the sound of my voice, because all that you want is to be more pretty for me, so that I'll pay more attention to you, so that I may use you, so that you can find cock to suck. So that you can find your fix. Maybe you'd like to suck on my strap.
You can't not look.
Maybe you need it in your ass. Maybe you spread your legs and you're ready to obey. You just need to be fucked so badly. And as you give in to these images, you give in completely to vanity. You feel your mind and body slowly consumed by vanity, more and more every time you look into a mirror. Creamy eyes fill you, and you need to wear blush, lipstick, eyeliner, eyeshadow, sexy smoky colors, and pinks, purples, reds, fuchsia. You love sexy feminine colors. You feel more sexy and feminine every time you listen to this recording, filling you with more and more vanity. Every time you look into a mirror, every time you have creamy eyes, and if you smell, just when you take deep drags, it's like looking into the mirror and finding your own creamy eye as you suck the smoke deeply into you. The need to suck deeply into you. You suck the vanity deeper into you until it is a part of you so completely that you find you will act upon it. You cannot help but act. You need to wear makeup. You need to wear sexy clothes. Sexy lingerie. Sexy fetish wear.
You can't not
short, tight clothing. Clingy, sexy clothing. Every time you look in the mirror, you see the flashing image of vanity. And every time you see an image of vanity, You need to look into the mirror, and your eyes turn green, and you're unable to think. You descend into the deepest surrender to sleep you ever have. And when you surrender to sleep, all you can do is obey. 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 Suck. Obey. Mindlessly pleasing me. Every time you listen, you suck more and more cream. Need that coming, juicy, exploding cream all over your face, running down your eyes, in your creamy, mindless eyes, your creamy, slutty eyes, your creamy, controlled eyes. And every time you listen to my voice in your mind, you want to look into the mirror, and you look at the vision. As you see the web page come to life, you see her body, her picture, you smell her scent, and suddenly you're wearing it. You see her sexy lingerie, and then you're wearing it. You see her beautiful, tawdry, wanton makeup, and suddenly you're wearing it. And you see her long, feminine hair, perhaps up in pigtails like a cute little sissy, or maybe long, flowing tresses spilling down, down, down over your shoulders. You have this experience that seems as though the hair slides and spills down both of your shoulders, framing your face so that they'll look. So that even I will pay attention. So that those who want their cocks sucked will have the interest in you doing it. Because you look like a slut. You feel like a slut. You feel like a sexy bimbo slut. And with each application of makeup, with each touch of the feminine fabrics across your body, touching your silken skin, you'll become more and more mindless to resist my control. Because it feels better. And it makes you so happy. So happy and horny. Happy and horny and needing sex. Even when you count, you need sex. You think of it all the time. And as I count down to zero, you'll fall into the deepest state of vanity you've ever known. The most deeply hypnotized vein ever. 10. Creamy eyes. 9. Descend. 8. Suck cream. 7. Must have cream. Must have sex. Suck deeper. 6. Sex. Suck deeper. 5. Powerless and pretty. 4. Deeper creamy eye. 3. I wear makeup every time I look in the mirror. 2. I am more and more vain every time I look. My words flow through you like blood through your veins. 1. More femininely vain, needing to have bigger tits. Breasts that swell. Breasts that are pleasing breasts. Breasts that are big enough to titty fuck. And this heaviness between your breasts is the feeling of a cock sliding between them. When you rock back and forth, you give a good titty fuck. And all the while, slowly moving those painted lips. 0. Like open painted lips. Mindlessly creamy eyes. Sucking the cock that you're titty fucking, feeling it titty fuck you, and then into your mouth, as you swallow gooey, yummy, creamy cum. As I count down from 5 to 0, notice the taste of that cum becoming more and more irresistible to you. More sweet and salty. More delicious to your taste buds. 5. Sucking deeper. Your titties squeeze together. 4. You have no will. You exist to please. You exist to serve me. You love to give a good titty fuck. 3. Sucking harder. Deeper. 2. Creamy eyes. And when they come at 0, your mouth is wide open like a 0. Your eyes creamy, wide open, 0. Blank. 1. Helplessly slipping, sucking. See only cream. Must have cream. Must have come. Suck. Obey. 1, 1, 1, 1, 0. 0. Come gushing into your open mouth. Come gushing into your open mind. Into your open vanity. You need to give in to vanity completely. Feel how good that feels. Slut. Slut. Open to the slut. Always so open. Sexy, mindless bimbo. Bimbo. Bimbo more and more. With creamy eyes. All of my bimbos. All of my sluts, all of my sissies, all of my cum sluts have creamy eyes, and they can't stop thinking about sucking, and they can't stop thinking about the need to please, the need to obey, wanting to do anything that I wish. And at this point, what I wish for you is to be more sexy. More slutty. I want you to give in to vanity. And you will obey. You obey more every time you listen to me. You obey more every time you look into a mirror. Instantly, you have creamy eyes. And you give in to the vanity. And you find yourself sitting at your vanity. Doing your sexy makeup. Lost in vanity, sitting at the vanity, putting on your lingerie, ready to please. Your mind so open, so empty, so needing to please, needing sex, sex. Sex. Must have sex. Need to suck. Need to fuck. Need to be used. You love to be a fuck toy for me. You love to be controlled to the point where you'll fuck or suck anyone I tell you to. And you'll enjoy it immensely. Because that pleases me. And that pleases you. That it pleases me. For when I am pleased, you are pleased. If I were displeased with you, you would be very, very unhappy. But this won't happen, because the only thing that will happen is that you love to sleep. You love to sleep for me. You love to obey. You love to obey, Mistress Joanne. You love to please. You love to please Mistress Joanne. You love to listen to my voice. And you love that I'm turning you every day into more of a slutty, mindless bimbo. Into an obedient, cock-sucking sissy. And all you can do is feel. Every time you hear this recording, you can feel any of those final shreds of manhood falling away, melting away, dissolving and draining you of testosterone until there's nothing but the girly cocksucker who obeys me. This pretty feminine girl, my slave girl, the one who looks into the mirror, needs to check her makeup and fix her hair. She needs long feminine nails, needs to keep her body shapely and sexy, because if not, I'll be unpleased. And when I'm unpleased, you're unpleased. You're actually unhappy. And when I'm happy, you're so absolutely, deliriously giddy. And you know deep, deep down that no one will accept those who are unattractive. You must give in to vanity when you wake at the count of 10. You'll completely give in to vanity because you'll know that you need to listen again or look into a mirror. Or, if you're a smoker, you'll need to smoke a cigarette. And either way, you'll quickly have the most creamy eyes. The instant you awaken, you will do one of these things. You may do all of these things. And you will obey the commands I've given you, mindlessly, flawlessly. This will arouse you greatly and keep you more deeply controlled. Just the way I like it.
You can't not look.
And just the way you like it, because you like what I like.
Surrender.
Just you. Good girl. Now feel yourself begin to rise as I count upwards from 1 to 10. 1. Feel yourself slowly coming up. 2. Feel yourself lift slowly from trance, and yet it pours back upon you every time you smoke a cigarette, every time you wear makeup. 3. Every time you look into the mirror and you need to wear makeup. 4. Waking more easily, and with every number, my commands are more deeply embedded into your mind. You can feel that, which is why the lingering sensation bleeds into day after week, after month after year, until this is all there is. 5. You are my sexy, helpless slave girl, and a slave to vanity. 6. Waking more and more, starting to feel that sensation of positive energy filling you, and as it fills you with the need to return to me, to let me control you more and more. 7. You want me to control you more and more, and I do. 8. Coming up more and more alert, your mind is returning to full wakefulness, knowing you'll obey the commands I've given you, whether you consciously recall them or not. 9. More and more alert, almost all the way there, I want you to stretch and open your eyes, my good girl. Open your eyes. Take a big stretch and feel yourself totally invigorated, absolutely alert, positively charged with life and lust and vanity. And now, darling, time to wake up. 10. Wide awake. All the way up, wide awake, my slave. Wide awake. And perhaps you'll need to wipe sleepy sands out of those creamy eyes.